This is KGNU Media Gardens, Nuestras Ondas, La Encrucijada, where Boulder County youth tell their stories, give their perspectives, and become a seed to amplify youth voices from our community. Today's segment is brought to you in partnership with students from Boulder High School's AVID program.
Hola, raza.
Bienvenidos a la familia. Para dejarles saber, este es un podcast bilingüe.
Mi nombre es Kimberly.
Mi nombre es Ariana.
Y yo soy Jackie. Y hoy les traemos
historias
de nuestra niñez. Son muy interesantes las historias de cuando éramos niños, actually.
Sí, yo pues me acuerdo de varias de cuando estaba en el kinder. Sí. Y que leí con varias de ustedes porque estuve con ustedes.
Elementary.
Sí, por muchos años.
Las leyendas más comunes, ¿verdad?
Sí.
Llevan dichos o ¿cómo les llamarían ustedes?
Moralejas. Moralejas, sí, moralejas.
Ajá, moralejas. Moralejas muy
bonitas.
Muy bonitas y que it actually like happens in your life.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
they stick. Yeah.
They stick throughout your life. Yeah. Yeah. I guess the first one we could start off with is the rabbit and the tortoise. I don't know if you guys remember that story.
Sí. Yeah, I remember reading it.
El conejo y la tortuga.
Sí. Si quieren una de ustedes brevemente contar la historia.
Yo recuerdo que es de una tortuga y un conejo que están haciendo una carrera. Uno toma su tiempo en llegar a la meta y el otro piensa que nunca va a ser defeated, I guess, in a way. Y
sí.
Que puede hacer las cosas muy rápido y que él va a ganar, o sea.
Sí, ese es el conejo, es el que piensa eso. Throughout the story, he just doesn't really try hard enough because he's aware that he's faster than a tortoise naturally. And he just takes his time, even sleeps throughout the race and yeah. Forgets about it overall.
Because he's so sure that he's going to win the race.
Yes. ¿Qué creen que la moraleja sería para esa historia? ¿Cómo la interpretan ustedes?
Don't underestimate others. Because sí. He underestimated the tortoise.
The tortoise, yeah.
I think just don't take advantages for granted, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Él porque, solo porque naturally he was faster didn't mean that.
Sí.
Yeah, y eso es algo que I feel like we could connect with today. Que así como que muchos ya vamos a ir entering college. There's like a lot of scholarships and stuff that people haven't applied to.
Yeah, I'm one of them. Like,
well, I mean, yeah, honestly, I mean, yeah. I feel like everyone because it is hard.
Personally, I think I'm falling behind.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people though.
I actually do try to stay on top of things just because I'm aware of how hard it was for my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to give back to them as much as I can.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
So what other stories?
Well, we have here the Little Red Riding Hood. The Little Red Riding Hood was basically about una niña que estaba caminando por el bosque que le llevaba de comer a su abuelita. Y en el camino se encontró a un lobo que le preguntó que a dónde iba. Y ella le contestó que a la casa de su abuelita. Entonces el lobo llegó a la casa de su abuelita antes que la niña y se comió a la abuelita y ¿qué pasó?
Comió a la abuelita y se vistió
de ella
y pretendió ser alguien que no era.
Sí, fingió ser la abuelita de la muchacha.
Yeah.
Bueno, de la niña. Sí. Y pues, ¿qué creen ustedes que es la moraleja de esa historia?
Yo digo que nunca sabes quién es realidad una persona. Para mí, esa historia significa eso. Y tienes que tener cuidado en las personas que confías.
Yeah.
Y eso pasó mucho throughout our high school, I feel like. We had to find who was good for you, who was not for you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always, like, van a haber unas personas que no están contigo, like, 24 horas, pero tú sabes que tienes una amistad en ellas.
Yeah.
I feel like that happened with me and you.
I know.
Most definitely.
Me, Jackie, and I, actually, throughout high school and some of middle school, we drifted apart. And then we would, like, have a class together. And then we would, like, just, like, connect again. And I feel like with Kim, too, that was how it was. We, all three of us, honestly, outside of school, don't really hang out or talk or connect at all.
Yeah, but when you see that person,
we, like, know inside that we'll always have each other.
Yeah,
and
you can count on them. Yeah. Most definitely.
Oh, like you don't have to be with them all
someone
the time.
Else. Yeah, you don't have to be with them all the time. Yeah.
Okay. Or like be someone else around them because, you know, they accept you the way
that you are.
Yeah.
So now we're going to talk about
los cochinitos.
Marranitos.
¿Cómo los tres cochinitos marranitos.
¿Cómo le dicen ustedes?
The three little pigs.
Los tres animales. But she's American, apparently.
I don't like animal. Like, that word makes me feel like...
Animal?
Yeah.
Like, it's insulting?
Animal. Insulting. Even though I know it's an animal, but I don't know. It makes me so
like
sad.
Cerdo.
yeah, sí, no, you know eso, what I mean? Eso se escucha muy feo.
Pero también marranito, ¿no?
No, marranito está bonito.
Y pero cochinito también. Like, pig, I guess. I don't know.
Eres un cochinito. I know.
It's because, I guess it was like a...
Yo soy un cochinito.
¿Sabes a cuál me... ¿Qué me recordaste?
¿Cuál?
Ese... No sé si han visto un cartoon de una persona que... Like, que de un like little monillo que está cantando la de... Yo soy el aventurero.
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh my gosh, you guys are gonna see that. It's funny. Literally.
Is it on TikTok?
No, it's like, honestly so old. Anyways, los tres marranitos o cochinitos o cerdos o como quieran.
Okay, Kim, I think it's your turn too.
Yeah, no. So the story is about three little pigs que construyen una casa, una de paja, bricks, y son ladrillos y madera.
Sí.
Pero una de las casas con el viento se destruía.
¿Cuál?
La de paja. Porque estaba muy débil, frágil. Y la de ladrillos era la que resistía el viento. So mm-hmm. Era más strong.
¿Y te acuerdas sí. de quién sopló el viento?
Oh, sí, el lobo. ¿Sí, no?
Sí,
porque
muy bien.
¿Qué quería?
Comérselos.
Oh, sí.
Quería comérselos. Pero no sé si se acuerdan que también hubo una versión de el lobo que hizo él, de su historia. Y creo que era que estaba pidiendo sal, ¿no? Que tenía alergias y que that's
really?
Why he was blowing on it.
I don't remember.
So do you guys have any morals that you, like any?
Put effort into something good, I guess. Because if you're already
hard work
do
pays
it,
off.
Yeah, hard work
yeah.
pays off.
Hard work pays off. Perseverance.
Yes.
So
persevere, guys. Because if you, the other two pigs wanted it to
that
be
easy
done fast
way.
And wanted to go have fun and like, but the other one actually put hard work into it. And at the end of the day, he was the one that like succeeded on building a actual stable house.
Así como ahorita, guys, ya llevamos 4 años in high school hard work. Ya casi para acabar.
I feel like all of our hard work actually paid off.
Yeah.
In one way or another.
Yeah, in some manner. Yeah. We're all going to college.
Yes.
And I guess, like, just overall, guys, remember that stories like these, stories that we've read as kindergarteners, as preschoolers, will stick with us throughout our lives. Mm-hmm. And
I feel like right now we see them not as just, like, stories, but are actually, like, learning, like, something from them.
Yeah.
Like, learning utensil that you take in life.
Anything else you guys want to add?
Just thank, I guess, just thank you guys for such a great avid class.
Thank you for all these years.
Yeah.
And being part of our stories, our written stories that we have.
What stories?
It's like you make your own story.
Thank you for sharing your stories of your lessons learned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love you guys.
We love you.
A diversity of youth voices and perspectives is crucial for a rich, informative, and creative media landscape that enables the growth of civic participation and community strengthening. The KGNU Media Gardens Youth Initiative will continue to amplify more young voices and perspectives through these airwaves.